Support for KNKX Connect comes from the Falconer family of Western Washington, supporters of a free, independent, and energetic press, who urge listeners to get involved in their local community and to support KNKX.
We're talking about wildfires on KNKX, and we want to look across the Cascades, where they're used to dealing with big and frequent fires. Matt Castle has lived in central and eastern Washington his entire life. He works with the U.S. Forest Service in Wenatchee, where he's the Deputy Fire Staff Officer of Operations. He says the predictions from the Interagency Fire Center that we'll see more and bigger fires west of the Cascades is out of sync with our expectations based on history. We visited Castle in his office, where he told us that the environment here in western Washington is different. The terrain and the plants and the population density, and that makes firefighting different as well.
It's a different habitat, different environment, different level of fuel on the ground and in the forests, in the environment that we fight fire in.
And to be super clear, when you talk about fuels, you're talking about...
Fuels are everything that can burn out there in the environment, and I'm talking about natural fuels in the forest.
Trees, shrubs.
Trees, shrubs, grass, yes, yeah.
I mean, this is kind of the yard work equivalent of keeping the drapes away from the heater, right?
Exactly. It's not just the flame front. It's the embers that get lofted and what can they land in, that pile of wood that's under the back deck, the leaves that have accumulated under the deck.
A buildup of fuels, too much brush, too many dead branches on the ground, that's not just a problem in your yard. Castle sees something similar when he looks at the forests.
A lot of the challenges that we face today in fire management are due to our aggressive fire suppression for the past century that have led to fire exclusion and a buildup of fuels. And different habitats are more favorable to more frequent fires, and on the west side it's a less frequent fire return interval, but fires are not foreign there. And oftentimes it's not all catastrophic burn throughout the whole burn area. We see the worst that can be, you know, damaging to soil and lead to some challenges. But a lot of areas burn at a moderate rate that actually improve the end result of the forest and make it more resilient, more healthy, and more fire-resistant the next time fire comes to visit.
The next time fire comes to visit. That's a phrase Castle repeated several times. And so I asked him, are those visits becoming more frequent?
The data shows that over the last decade, we've had an increase in the number of fires that get large. You know, we've been in a warming spell, and if we get into the whole climate change discussion, how that's occurring.
Is climate change one of the factors that you're seeing?
You know, climate change is talked about a lot, and, you know, to carefully answer the climate change question, I think climate is always changing, and we're definitely in a warmer spell than we experienced in past decades. And if we have a warm, dry summer on the west side, that long dry spell can certainly create an environment where it can support a larger fire.
But Castle says if that comes to pass, dry conditions through the summer, larger fires in western Washington, he knows wildland firefighters will be ready.
It may be the public's emergency, but it's our job. This is routine for us, and we don't need to react like it's an emergency. We need to be prepared and take it on as our job and help the public through the emergency that they're facing.
Matt Castle works with the U.S. Forest Service in Wenatchee.